Hey everyone, I hope you're doing great today and enjoyed these stories. If you want early access to my videos, then make sure you check out my Patreon, and make sure you check out my podcast in the description. I hope you're all doing great, and I'll speak to you all soon. Stranger for about 4 years, and one of the strangest things that happened to me wasn't actually during my time being on station. It was actually during a vacation that I had. Now during my vacation, I love to go up to Alaska. Whenever I had the chance, I'd always love going out there. I mean, truly I was an outdoorsman, so I guess it was kind of second nature for me to be out there, but I also owned a snow cabin out there. Well, I call it as a snow cabin, but I guess it's just a cabin, but you know, Alaska. Now, during one particular trip I went out there, I had a strange feeling that something was gonna happen and I just couldn't shake the feeling. I don't know why. Now this actually happened before I reached the cabin, and to get to the cabin itself, it was actually quite a trek to be honest. I had to go through the snow for a number of days to actually reach the cabin, but I didn't really have an issue. It was a really remote area, and I love being outside, like I said. Now when I first made it to the cabin, something just fell off. I couldn't quite describe it, but it was almost like something in the atmosphere was just different. I brushed it aside and had a pretty good day really for the first day. Now, I absolutely loved to do reading and journaling, and actually wrote poems. There was a bench that I loved to go to where I'd just sit and write my poems. I would do this and other activities during the day. Now one time that I was sitting on the bench, I remembered writing one of my poems and reading it back, and as I looked up, I had a strange feeling that somebody was just over my shoulder. Now every time I looked there, I couldn't see anyone. I thought maybe something was off and I could have been stalked by an animal or something, so I decided it was best if I just headed back. So I get halfway back and I'm just starting to get out of sight of the bench and I can see somebody sitting there on the bench. I scream out, "Hey, hey," and they don't reply whatsoever. I realise that I should probably go and grab a weapon if this is actually going to go down, so I quickly head back to my cabin. I come back again with my weapon in hand, but unfortunately they're long gone now. Oh god, I knew I should have just went up to them. Now, it could have been an animal, but mind you, why would they have just went to the exact spot that I was sitting in and looked so human-like? That I couldn't describe. Now that was probably the first strange encounter that I had on this trip that wasn't just my senses, I could actually see something now. Brushing it aside, I thought, maybe it was an animal, or I could have just been seeing things. You know, once you've been in the snow for too long, just staring at wire everywhere, it kind of messes with your head, but this felt distinctly different. And also, I've never experienced anything like it before, so this was definitely odd. So anyway, I put it aside and go to sleep. Now, I'm awoken in the night by some kind of strange call outside. It sounds like somebody trying to make the sound of an animal, but not really pulling it off properly. It's quite hard to describe. I quickly get up out of bed and open the door, which leads to kind of my living space, I guess you could call it, for the main part of the cabin. Now, I stop to remain silent for a few seconds, but I can't hear this thing again. Now, once again, I think maybe it's my imagination, but I'm not too sure. So I decide to make sure that I have my weapon at hand, and I made sure that I close the blinds this time, because I stupidly left them open before, thinking the light would be a nice way to wake up naturally. But now I realise it's probably a stupid idea. But this sound is weird. It doesn't really sound like an animal that I know, but it's hard to put my finger on. So anyway, we go a few more days without anything happening, and again I'm really enjoying myself now. I'm having a really good time, and I slowly go over to one area that I love to go to. Now this takes about a half hour hike away from the cabin, and this place is just beautiful. It's off on a little hill, but the trees here are absolutely stunning, and it's somewhere that I absolutely love to go to. Now on the trek over there, I realize again that something just feels off, but again I can't describe it. I don't know why, this feeling keeps on coming randomly, almost like I'm at a heightened sense of danger, almost like I'm psychic to something that's gonna go wrong that hasn't just yet. But alas, I continue and eventually get to my spot. Now this is a great spot, I absolutely love to do my writing here, I'm basically just doing some journaling, and I've decided to write down some of the previous events, but not really detailing them too much, because I think, well, I don't want to end up on one of those late night shows about serial killers and they're reading my diaries. Now wouldn't that be funny if that had actually happened? So anyway, as I'm sitting there, I realise that my coffee's running low, and I go to get some more out of my thermal thing. As I turn around, I realise now that there seems to be some kind of footsteps, which aren't my own, which is really weird, because I know for a fact that it was only fresh snow that had led up to this point, and they certainly weren't my footprints. They kind of half look like animal prints, but not really. It almost looks like somebody's wore animal shoes, trying to pull like one of them Sasquatch pranks on people, but a little different. Now the shoe marks were actually quite big. Now I have a size 10 feet in US, so I guess this was probably roughly what you call an average American shoe size, but these were kind of animal shaped. It's almost like they've got little hoof markings, but they're not exactly hoofs, so this is really weird. Now my fears come back again and I decide that I should go, especially because I can truly get lost while journaling and I don't want to be in that vulnerable state while there's something around that I'm not completely in control of, because as a ranger you get taught to be in control of your environment at all times if possible, and I certainly wasn't now. I then start the hike back again, and again I can't shake this feeling that something's off. Though only this time I have something to follow once more. It's not just my senses, I can actually visually see the tracks in the snow. Now what's odd is they don't stop where I thought they would. I thought maybe they would just go off into the woods and it was some kind of animal, but no. These seem to have followed me the whole way. I mean literally, I get all the way up to the door of the cabin and it's virtually like they've been there the whole time. I decide that maybe, just maybe, it was something I had done and I hadn't really realised at the time. But again, this is really odd to be honest, and I can't really put my finger on what this could have been. I'm starting to get a little paranoid now, and I'm convinced that there's some kind of animal that's following me. Oh god, nice. Now this is something to be concerned about. There may have been an animal around my cabin that I wasn't aware of, but it's really odd for it to follow people, because usually animals won't be predatory, and especially for someone of my size that seems very unlikely. Now, another week goes by, and surprisingly nothing happened, and I basically completely forgot about the previous events. So basically, I was on one of my last days in the cabin, and I was kind of definitely looking forward to getting back while simultaneously knowing I was going to miss the place. There's something about being out there on your own which is really nice, but to be honest, after a while the loneliness kind of becomes a problem and your body or brain I guess tells you it's time to head back, and that was happening for me. So I decided once more to return to the same spot where I'd been journaling before and I'd seemingly been followed. Now as I set out walking, I realise what's really strange today is there seems to be a dog. It kind of looks more like a wolf, but it's quite hard to say at this point because it's just out of sight. But god, I think this is really strange because I've never seen any out here before, and it would be rare to see one on its own like that. I realise that it's probably not a good idea to head out now just in case there's more, and god, that makes sense. They were probably hunting me earlier in the week, and that was letting my primitive senses take over. I realise now that I should quickly head back, and that's what I do. To be honest, the rest of that day was pretty boring. I basically just packed up my things, had some more coffee, and just reminisced a bit as my time of working as a ranger and for some other things in my previous life. Now I feel pretty tired and I settle in for the final night. Now before I tuck myself in, I quickly do a scan of the perimeter of the cabin. Nothing seems odd. Everything's normal, and luckily there's some fresh snow so I can actually see around quite a good way and know that there's nothing really following me, so no wolves for now. So with that, I go to bed. Now I must have fell asleep for only about 20 minutes because there's some kind of weight on the edge of my bed. I think it's nothing and just presumed it's some kind of vertigo due to being tired and in a lucid state, but I realise now that it's not. Wondering what it is, I start to move and then, in my ear, I hear, "I know you're sleeping." It takes a second for my brain to lag into life and suddenly I realise that that's odd. I definitely didn't imagine that. I quickly bolt up and try and hit the lights but miss it, and I can hear something sprinting away. There are footsteps just going outside. I can just about see through my blurry eyes that somebody's just ran through the door. I can't make out much, but it's a tall figure, seemingly inky black. I quickly slam the door shut and grab my gun. I fling on all the lights and I'm slowly waking up, trying to comprehend what's just happened. I realise my feet are wet as I realise that there's some snow tracks from somebody's shoes, obviously, which have been in my cabin. That thing was real. That did just happen. So angry and scared at what just happened, I bust the door open and scream out, "Hey, whoever done that, you better come back here now." I then fire my gun into the air just to scare whoever's around and I scream out, which I probably shouldn't have, "You'll be next." I look around and I can't see anything. I take a few seconds and calm down a bit and realise that I can probably use the snow to my advantage. I quickly do a circle of the perimeter, but there's no footsteps. Literally only my own that I've just made. How could this be? Someone was just here a second ago. I come outside again and I finally find some tracks. "You're gonna get it now," I scream, still in rage. I follow these tracks for probably a good 20 feet until suddenly, they just stop. Literally, I have no idea where the tracks went off to, and that was enough for me. I sprint back into the cabin, and I gather up all of my things, and I set out in the darkness with my gun at hand and my finger constantly on the trigger. I go in the opposite direction, which is basically the long way around from where I've seen the tracks, certain that no one's been there because there's no footprints. I'm still trying to calm down and make sense of what happened, and for the next 4 hours, I trek on and eventually make it to an area that I can stop. I ended up putting up my tent and sleeping here for a little while, and then as the day breaks, I make my way back to where I can get home. I never went camping out there again, or back to the cabin. I eventually sold the cabin after a couple of years of not using it, and I've been left with more questions than answers, and they're ones that I don't think I can answer or ever will.